We are back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm having a great time talking to all these entrepreneurs every day of the week. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, and I want to thank my whole crew who's also associated with the show, my producers, my executive producers, Alex Stablovsky, Chris Jarrell, and also all the reporters associated with the show and our sponsors. Great the last few years, the thousands of people we've interviewed. My next guest is Sarah Bresniak of Captus Group, correct?
That's right.
Good. Welcome, Sarah. Want to tell us about Captus Group?
Well, first of all, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm a management consulting firm, and I focus on sustainability as a business strategy. And I also work with clean tech startups on business development and go-to-market strategy.
Why did you focus on those segments?
Well, I guess I could say it started about 5 years ago when I kind of broke out on my own. I had wanted to kind of focus back on what I had originally done earlier in my career, which I have an environmental background. I did a lot of research and business strategy around that. And I decided that I left D.C. I went and traveled for a little bit, and then I came back, and I was kind of splitting my time between Boston and D.C. And I just realized that we're kind of on the cusp of, you know, a new economy, a new kind of generation, a transformation in terms of, you know, digital transformation and so forth, and that sustainability really was at the nexus of all those things. You know, we have the discussions you hear about climate change and like I said, the digital transformation. So I think that was a way of kind of encompassing all those movements, if you will, and how can we help businesses? Because I think business really has to take a larger role in this. We can look to government to provide frameworks around regulatory and so forth. They're also a good source of data. But I think business really needs to take a leadership role in how we kind of transform, you know, society, our communities, and business ecosystems to be more sustainable. And when I say sustainable, I'll kind of couch it in a business context. But to me, that's really about building the capacity and the ability of a business to deliver value in terms of its products and services today without compromising that same ability in the future. So in that regard, you can say it's an ongoing process. You don't suddenly go, okay, we're done, we're sustainable, we're good. It's an ongoing process. It's a journey, not a destination.
Good. So tell us the kind of interventions, programs that you use with clients. I mean, there's so many different types of consulting. What are the typical types of, you know, things that you do for clients?
Okay, well,
It's a very broad field. I'm in the world of consulting. I've owned consulting firm since 1986. I've worked with consultants. I've consulted the consultants.
Right.
And they're all shapes and colors.
Exactly. And I will say that I do have very different kinds of engagements, but I'll say one of the major kinds for me would be kind of going in with a company who's thinking about, okay, we think we kind of need to do something around this, but where do we start? You know, they have some idea, they're probably already doing a few things, but where do we start? So kind of going in and doing an assessment, you know, helping them figure out, you know, where they're at, what's important to them, what's material for them, because that's different. You know, a large manufacturing conglomerate's gonna have very different material issues than a small retail mom and pop type shop. So you have to approach it, you know, tailor it.
I hate to be a pain in the you know what, but you're telling me more about how they're different.
Right.
I'm trying to understand more about what your methodology is.
Okay. Well, I kind of boil it down to three things. Is you have to helping them kind of create a culture of innovation and continuous improvement.
So it's a team process.
Right. So the three elements are, you know, stakeholder engagement, and the most important stakeholder that you really start with are your employees.
Right.
Right. That's how you figure out what's important to you, what your values are, who you want to be as a company. And then second, I would say, is trying to create, you know, using that to help create a culture of continuous learning, improvement, and innovation. Because there's so many benefits from that, you know, internally as well as externally. And when we talk about sustainability, we look at it in terms of a lot of people think environmental, and that's great. It's a great place to start because that's the first thing people think of. Oh, we're going to save energy. Great, because people can picture it. They can touch it. But there are other elements. There's kind of the economic development elements, and there's also kind of social and community elements, which it could involve the philanthropy, but doesn't always have to. And then the second part, and then the last part is kind of transparency. You know, being open about your efforts and what you're doing well and what you're not, you know, that kind of whole, and that kind of goes back to stakeholder engagement because you think about it as a feedback loop. So I kind of go in and try to start with employees, look at what's important, get an assessment of where they are at, and then kind of create a roadmap for them.
So what I'm hearing is really organizational effectiveness and cultural development of the organization. Yeah. Cultural enhancement,
right.
We'll call that.
So.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. So let's put you in the Wayback Machine. Tell me about your experience before the consulting firm so I get a sense of, you know, what's your background and how you sort of evolved into the current person that you are.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. I've had a very interesting career. So I started out as a... my degree is in chemical engineering, and so I started out as a contractor and then as a research engineer for working with EPA initially and on effluent guidelines, so on regulations, mostly for water for the pulp and paper industry. A few other industries, but I did most of my work on the pulp and paper. And then I went to work for a membership organization that focused on environmental research for the pulp and paper industry. Then I went off and did some other things and got involved in the whole, this is around 2000, so then the whole dot-com thing. So I've done a few startups, and then I was in D.C., and I ended up working with a few kind of federal contractor-type companies for a while and focusing on a range of things, mostly in kind of information communications and technology, doing business development and so forth for them. Was fortunate to get involved in a lot of, was part of that whole new Homeland Security, the formation of Homeland Security and so forth, but was fortunate to get involved with public safety, disaster response, and law enforcement.
Right.
So there's a thread there that to me that makes sense because we're dealing a lot, you're talking about resilience, right? Your ability to adapt and respond to and accommodate, you know, critical incidences and interruptions. And I was doing that for a while and then worked with one contractor that was doing kind of facilities and construction management. And that's where I kind of got eased my way back into more sustainability areas. I have my lead AP.
Wow.
Which I'm not sure if you know what that is.
No, I was just going to ask you that.
So I've managed programs, you know, ranging anywhere from kind of developing requirements for facial recognition software to, you know, large content management systems to electronic security and surveillance systems. So for like on the border, I spent a lot of time on the border.
It's interesting. You've gone from a very, what I would call technical background to a much more sort of soft side. You've gone from the hard side training to the soft side of the organization. I would assume that that's very beneficial for you when going in.
Yes, it is. Well, it's funny when you talk about doing sustainability, there's kind of key elements. I think it definitely helps me to understand. It's one thing to kind of talk about it at a high level and to set these goals and so forth. And the communication piece of it's very important. But what I have found and what I had to develop as a skill over time is I really like working with the engineers, with the technical folks, because they're the ones usually on the ground having to implement most of these, especially in terms of
I'm sure they like you. They relate to you.
Well, I understand them. I can translate pretty well.
Right.
So.
Well, you can go toe-to-toe to them technically and talk to them about changing.
Toe-to-toe. I know enough to be dangerous.
Well, and that's what I mean.
To call BS
right.
if I have to.
Right.
So, but by the same token is how do you take what they're doing? Because, you know, sometimes they're doing really cool stuff, but how do you turn it into a real, like, a value proposition for an external party, for, you know, a nonprofit you might be working with or something, just a layperson.
Right.
Because it's not always evident.
Right.
And not everything is always so technical. I mean, I wouldn't say I go toe-to-toe with some of them, but, I think there's that need for that translation.
Very good. Sarah, if somebody wants to find you at Captus Capital, Captus Group Capital, how would they do that?
Well, I'm actually on LinkedIn. I will say right now I'm in the process of migrating my website to WordPress, and I just haven't had time to do that.
So, you do it yourself?
Yes, I do it myself.
Wow.
So I literally just made that decision. So I'm in the progress of doing that. But the best way to contact me is probably through LinkedIn, and or at sarah@captus-group.com.
I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Okay.
Maybe you'll come back one day, tell us about one of your cases.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great. So, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm a big fan of good consultants, and have been for a long time. Good consultants can do good work, great work for organizations, and help them to reach new levels that they're trying to achieve. And we've been speaking with Sarah Bresniak of a Captus Group, not Captus Capital. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.